In this bulletin, another coronavirus death reported outside China, chaos for the US Democrats with no result in the Iowa caucus, and in sport, Glenn Maxwell back in the Australian cricket team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Hong Kong has reported its first coronavirus death, the second outside mainland China, where the toll has risen to 425. The 39-year-old Hong Kong man had an underlying illness and had visited Wuhan, the Chinese city from where the virus has emanated. Infections in China now stand at almost 20,500, with another 200 in other countries. The number of cases of the coronavirus in Australia stands at 13. The latest person infected is an 8-year-old boy in Queensland, a Chinese national from Wuhan who was a member of a Queensland tour group that also included a 44-year-old man and a 42-year-old woman diagnosed with the virus last week. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has called for calm and unity in tackling the virus. WHO Chief of Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness, Dr. Sylvie Brion, says there is too much misinformation being spread.
For instance, when we had this publication that there was a transmission from asymptomatic cases, people had suddenly the impression that the virus was in the air and everybody who go under this cloud of virus will be infected. So this is not the situation. Currently, the virus is transmitted through droplets and you need a close contact to be infected.
Meanwhile, a senior Chinese diplomat has criticised Australia's restrictions on travellers coming from China. The federal government has blocked the arrival of Chinese nationals due to the virus. Wang Xining, the deputy head of mission at the Chinese embassy in Canberra, says some travellers weren't given advance warning of the restrictions. While China accepts the decision, Mr. Wang says it hopes the rights of its citizens in Australia will be respected.
Of course, we encourage all the Chinese citizens, the students who entered Australia after February the 1st to abide by the measures that's suggested by the Australian government, including the self-isolation measures. But at the same time, we hope their legitimate rights and interest will be secured.
Mr. Wang says Chinese President Xi Jinping is in a personal command of the country's coronavirus response. Russian President Vladimir Putin has remained tight-lipped on his future, denying proposed constitutional changes would be used to extend his tenure in the top job. The 67-year-old's presidential term is due to expire in 2024, but Kremlin critics fear he is positioning himself to stay on. The planned amendments to the constitution enhance the powers of the position. But President Putin says he doesn't plan on extending his authority. While giving little away about his future plans, he maintains the amendments are designed to strengthen the will of the people and will be put to a nationwide popular vote.
It is the highest form of democracy. Whether the term of the incumbent president should be extended this way, I think not. Because if we're talking about the election of the head of the state, it must be done on a competitive basis.
The president who has led Russia for more than 20 years is the longest serving leader since Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. In the United States, the Democrat Party's bid to choose a candidate to take on Donald Trump in this year's presidential election has got off to a rocky start, with results delayed in the crucial Iowa caucus. Officials have blamed ballot inconsistencies for a failure of the 99 counties in the state to tally the vote, and it's unclear when a winner would be declared. Despite the lack of a clear result, Senator Bernie Sanders and rival candidates have expressed confidence in the outcome. Iowa is the first state to vote for the Democratic candidate. A group of gunmen in Mexico has shot dead 9 people, including children. 2 others have been injured in the attack. It's been reported the armed group was searching for specific targets before opening fire in the city of Uruapan. It followed other attacks there last Friday, in which a police patrol officer was killed and several others wounded. The latest shooting is believed to have been retaliation for the arrest of a gang leader linked to several murders. In cricket, all-rounder Glenn Maxwell will make his return to the Australian team later this month on their tour of South Africa. Maxwell has been included in both the one-day international and 2020 squads for the tour. Maxwell stepped away from cricket for mental health reasons after last playing for the national side against Sri Lanka in October. But he says his recent return to the sport, playing for the Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash League, has shown he has important mental skills required to succeed.
A really good understanding of what I need to do to be successful and how to bat well. So I feel like I've shown that on numerous times during this Big Bash. I've been able to sort of think my way through situations and be able to be quite calm in different positions. Hopefully I can bring that to the Australian side.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny 35, Adelaide sunny 28, Melbourne mostly sunny 22, Hobart partly cloudy and 20, Canberra mostly sunny 30, Wollongong partly cloudy 24, Sydney similar conditions 26, Newcastle much the same 26, Brisbane rain at times and 25, Cairns a possible shower 33, and Darwin a shower or two and possible storm 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.